Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Tender love, tender love, love so tender.
Love me tender, love me sweet.
All right, welcome to Tender Tuesday, where we talk about the latest dating gossip. What's going on in people's lives?
Yeah.
Give you some tidbits on some upgrades on Tinder and Bumble and all those dating apps as well.
Oh, they have upgrades.
Yeah. Upgrades.
That's why we've, sometimes they have upgrades, right, Elena?
Sure.
Elena,
yeah.
Our phone screener's in here.
Hey.
So don't call right now because
I'm not going to answer.
She's not going to answer. You know, she's busy right now.
I'm busy doing stuff, like talking on the radios.
Now, I did tell you that there's a potential for you to become a family member of one of ours. Mm. And that person is Jenna.
Yes, it is. I was sitting at home over the holidays, spending some good quality time with my mom, Candy.
Yeah.
Yes, I call my mom Candy, because if your mom's name was Candy, you would call her Candy, too. And she just wasn't paying attention to me. She's on her phone, hopefully on my Wi-Fi. You heard me telling the story yesterday. She hasn't been on data. She's been sucking all the data.
She forgets to turn on the Wi-Fi.
This explains why my data's been going over, though. And she's sitting there. I'm like, Mom, what are you doing? Talking to one of your 5,000 Facebook friends, and she accepts everyone's friend request. She's like, no, I'm on Bumble.
Good for her.
She just dropped Bumble bomb on me on Christmas.
Candy.
Like, Bumble bomb. I had no idea she even knew how to make a profile or anything like that, right? Because I know that, well, you know, my parents got divorced. Gosh, it's probably been 12 years now, and my mom hasn't dated much, and I've always encouraged her to get on Match or get on some of these dating apps. I had no idea. Just from hearing us talk about it, she made herself an account. So I said, okay, Mama, let me see your phone. I need to see her profile.
You're
I wanted
help her?
To take a look at her photos because she said she had gotten no matches.
Oh, no.
She had been on Bumble for a week and had gotten no matches.
Maybe she needs to open up the, like, the
I know.
Age
I was
department.
Like, do you have your age? Like, are you, why don't, you know, she was
What's
like,
her window?
I think I need to shave off a few years off my age.
No, don't lie.
You know,
no.
Because
don't lie.
That has been, because that's difficult. Because, you know, men, I'm like, well, maybe you're just not looking at the right people. So anyway, I took hold of her profile and looked at it. Every single photo she posted, she looked great, but she had her sunglasses on and or I was in the picture. I'm like, no, Mom. One photo of you with your kid is fine. Bury that one. Bury me back four pictures.
Yes.
You need a full body. You need a couple of you. You know, you don't have to look younger than you are. Mm-hmm. She looks great. Candy looks great for her
beautiful.
Age. I mean, she looks great, period. So I'm like, you can't have your sunglasses on. These men don't know what you look like. They think you're hiding something.
Right.
So we cleared up her profile a little bit. Yeah. And then, boom, started getting matches on the spot.
Look at Jenna, the fixer-upper.
So a few hours later, she is still on there. And I decided, hearing her talk about some of her matches, I just, like, pulled my phone out and started recording the conversation that we had. And here she is telling me about one of her matches she got excited about.
That's what he calls himself, a hippie lawyer. He has a long ponytail.
Well, this is a dream man for you.
I don't know about that, but anyway.
Is he cute?
I'm trying not to look at that, right? He's got a ponytail, a hat, and a big parrot sitting on his shoulder, so. And I love birds.
Is it Jimmy Buffett?
Kinda.
How old is he?
58.
So is he lying about his age, too? He like your pictures? Did he ask you to send nudes?
No.
Would you send nudes?
Sure.
What? Candy?
Oh, no.
Nude selfies till I die.
Oh, Candy.
Hold on. Is there more?
Would you send nudes?
Sure.
Shut up, Mom.
Of course not. I don't have any nude pictures. How am I going to take nude pictures? Nude selfies?
What do you mean, how are you going to take them?
When is somebody supposed to...
No, someone doesn't take them for you.
I can't take them.
Thinking about it.
You take it yourself. You can't take a selfie.
But if I had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I
bet
you I'd be sending nude pictures to him.
What? Why would you do that? They show all their friends.
No,
I wouldn't have my head on there.
She knows the secret.
You're lying.
I can't.
Oh my.
Okay, wow. Candy was kidding, obviously. She walked off. She didn't even know I was sitting there.
Hey, if you got a serious boyfriend,
giving me a hard time.
It's all good to send your serious boyfriend
she
a little.
She still loves to gross me out, yeah.
Oh my, that is great.
So, no update on the hippie lawyer,
which
I think would be perfect for Candy. Candy is such a hippie, so I think a hippie lawyer sounds like the perfect combination for her. With a parrot, she loves birds.
Oh
but
my.
There's been no update on that, so I'll
I can't believe the stuff you and your mom talk about.
I think we got the hippie lawyer on the phone right now.
Candy's fun. Candy and I are best friends.
Hey, hippie lawyer.
Hey, bro.
Hey, man, what are you doing, hippie lawyer?
Smoking, bro.
Oh, my God.
Getting ready to go out with Candy?
Yeah, man, what?
You're getting ready to go out with Candy?
Yeah, man, pro bono, bro.
Yeah.
Pro bono.
Yeah. I'm going to see the statute of limitations with that shit right there, right. My man. You
all
know
right.
What I'm saying?
All right, hippie lawyer. All right, we'll talk to you
That's
later,
my parent. All right. I'm going to go now.
See you,
I'm out of legal terms. I got to go now. That's all I got.
Might hire that guy.
Pro bono.
Yeah. Statute of limitations.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Hang up.
Bit is over.
But hey, just goes to show. Bumble doesn't discriminate.
There. It's out there. Be careful with the nudes real quick before we get into Elena's uncle, because her uncle's on.
Yeah, I guess you could be related to me, too.
Yeah, you could. Because I saw the story of this dude who was apparently showing a picture of his nude ex-wife who had already passed away. At the home.
Oh, wait. So
to his buddies.
Wait. So a nude picture of her when she was alive.
She was alive, but she has since passed, and he was showing it to his buddies. The problem is he is now married to a new woman, and she found out. So this 77-year-old woman beat him up.
Oh, at the home.
And threw food on him, and she was arrested. And it's the saddest mugshot ever.
Oh my God.
Because it's like your grandma.
What a day.
Yeah, it's like it's your grandma. So it shows you that guys we don't grow up.
Yeah, you can show each other photos.
We don't grow up. That's
good luck. They still show even after you're dead.
Ladies, you even when this guy's 80 something, still showing it.
Oh my.
Be careful.
Oh my goodness.
Elena, would your uncle do this?
Send nudes?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
Show his buddies, probably.
Probably. Yeah.
So he's out there?
Yes, he is out there. So he's been divorced for several years. And he
younger guy, older guy?
He's in his 50s.
Okay, all right.
And he's on Match and Zoosk, I believe. And he approached
Zoosk. That's the fun dating ideas site,
okay.
Isn't it?
Okay, cool.
Oh, okay.
He approached me with a question last week. And I gave him my best advice, but I thought, maybe y'all have better advice.
Okay.
What's the question?
So with this particular dating site, you can see who views your profile. It'll, like, if you, it pops up and it says, so-and-so viewed your profile 10 minutes ago.
Zoosk or Match?
I think Match does that, too. I think. I'm
quite possibly both of them.
Yeah, maybe so.
But he's telling me that he's seeing these girls up here. They're close to his age. That you have to pay to be on these sites.
Right.
They're around his age. That you would think these women would be pretty intentional about trying to date and meet up. Like Kelly was when she was trying to find
Very
a guy.
Intentional.
Just it's we talk for a little bit, call me, ask me out, let's meet.
Can't be passive.
I don't want to, you know, string this along. Mm. So that would be my idea of what these women are out here doing. And he said there's two specific women, they're both really beautiful. He showed them to me, close to his age, that keep viewing his profile. He sends them an email and they don't respond.
Mm.
Huh.
But they continue to view his profile up to 5 times a day.
Weird.
They're stalking him.
Or they could be maybe robots.
That's what I told him, but normally I went and saw my mom and my cousin, and they all work together, so I went and hung out with them for a little bit yesterday, and he gave me an update. He said that he messaged them again and said, hey, I see you're viewing my profile. And
what's
he kind of made a little funny joke, like, would you like to chat, this and that. Still didn't respond, but they're still viewing his profile.
No, I'd just move on. I wouldn't respond anymore.
Because you think if it was a bot, they normally have a goal. Like on Tinder, Trey would talk about, he was like, this girl isn't real. And they send you to another site. Or there's a goal.
They have motives, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he's in the spam box.
Oh, he's in the spam box.
Is that a
Did
thing?
You tell him to check his spam?
Well, I think it's sent through the app or through the website.
That's right.
So it pops up. But it's just so
They're still looking at it.
still looking at his profile, but not.
Maybe they're making fun of him. I don't mean to be mean. Does he? I don't know what it looks like.
But I mean, he's a really handsome guy.
Is he a lawyer with a ponytail and a parrot?
No, not him.
I was going to say, maybe there's something on there that they have to keep going. They're showing their friends. Look at this. Look at this. It's so funny. Maybe.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I haven't evaluated his profile.
Maybe you need to look at that. It might be something.
He's a handsome guy, and he has his life together, and I don't know.
There must be something on there that's or if it's not a robot thing or whatever.
Maybe I need to get him on Bumble.
Look on his profile, like Kelly said. Maybe he's got a hot homeboy, and the girls are trying to figure out
that's
who he
what
is.
It is. Yeah. You
know, I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah, but if you're on a dating site, you got to be aggressive. You can't just sit back and just keep swiping all the time. If you're really serious,
right?
Yeah,
got to be aggressive.
That's what you were.
I was aggressive. There's no shame in that. I wanted to meet somebody.
Got it. Look at you now.
And you should also swipe on people that you're on the fence about, right? Just to give them a chance.
Well,
I hear that a lot.
I mean, it's just kind of like, there's some that were probably not initially what I would have thought. I was like, well, you got to think a little bit outside the box.
What if his personality is like the greatest?
Yeah, right.
And that could turn you on and you wouldn't have
100%.
Ever gotten to know him.
Yeah. Super into that.
So those are the only two girls that he swiped and matched with so far? Or are there
others? There are others. Oh, okay. He can't.
These two intrigue him because
they haven't hit him back.
The chase.
Yeah, exactly. And he keeps asking, he's like, what do I do? What do I do?
Yeah, it's the chase for
the
him
chase,
now.
Yeah.
They're there, but they're not responding.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe we could find maybe we have a mom out there or somebody's aunt or.
I know, maybe we'll play a.
Candy.
Right?
Maybe Candy.
Wow. Yeah.
Candy and Brian.
Yeah.
Is he a hippie musician or a hippie lawyer?
Yeah,
no.
Is he a hippie anything?
Not really.
And then he's probably out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, keep us posted. Maybe you'll put a picture up and we'll find your uncle a date.
Maybe I should. Caroline's playing matchmaker right now. Maybe I'll play a little matchmaker.
Just put the picture up. See what happens. You know, you never know.
Okay.
What, Jenna?
Do that for Candy.
You want to do that with Candy too?
Why are you not asking me to do that for Candy?
Because I'm very protective of Candy.
Candy's got a hippie lawyer, dude.
Yeah, she
Why
got,
don't you
she
trust our it. Kid Nation family to find Candy love?
I do.
I trust them.
Okay. We'll put a picture up of Candy as well, even though we have pictures of Candy. Yeah. Let's find both dates.
Got it.
Yeah.
Solid
That's what
plan.
We're going to do. We're going to do that right
we're
there.
We're going to find love.
Everybody finds love this year.
And maybe me.
Speaking of love, we got the Bachelor recap with Caroline Craddock. We'll do that in about an hour and a half. We also have Does That Make Me Crazy coming up soon, too.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I'm sure Donald Trump, President Trump, is not happy about this.
What happened?
Alec Baldwin is going to be hosting Saturday Night Live on February 11th.
he's got a gig for 4 years.
He's like, man, I just got in. I don't want to deal with that right now. So Alec will be hosting February 11th. Couple text messages we got after Tinder Tuesday. One was that Elena's uncle, the women that can't get a hold of him are probably not paying for service. So they can probably see, hey, you have a message waiting from Elena's uncle.
And they click on it.
But
they can't get in touch with
they
him.
They can't get in touch with him.
Interesting. Very,
so that might be the problem. They're probably trying to find a way to find his real name and get a hold of him.
Sometimes it's free, but unless you upgrade, you can't do everything that site does.
Exactly. So maybe he's not getting ghosted after all. And then a lot of gentlemen.
Yeah.
Not all of us guys will share nudes. I'm proud of my woman. She's all mine. I feel you on that. I too, would never share one of my wife, but there are dudes out there.
You know there are.
Especially especially if you're in the dating world and it's been like two dates and you send him one, he...
Don't be doing that.
He probably will show his buddies.
Yeah. Don't be doing that.
And JC, quit snitching. You're breaking all the kinds of bro codes.
Right.
You know what? I had a daughter. And I'm just trying to look out for the other guys with daughters.
Respect
what I'm doing.
That. Yep.
Caroline Craddock's in studio with us right now, you guys.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Caroline
Welcome.
Craddock.
She will be in again for the Bachelor recap in about an hour and 15 minutes. But you have something that went on the Snap.
I have something crazy. Crazy to tell y'all.
Yeah. Snapchat Bachelor this time on Thursday. We're going to kick somebody out again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have, you know, random people that message me on Snapchat all the time.
Yeah.
Just like listeners or fans or whatever. And so I get a message last Thursday. Oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. Send me a selfie.
Tons of compliments, right?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not going to send you a selfie. I don't know you, but okay. And so he's like, what do you do for a living? I'm like, why are you on my stuff if you don't know who I am?
How do you find your profile, right? Without knowing.
Right.
Yeah, that's weird.
So he's like, oh, well, my friend told me you have this new dating show on this radio show, and I just thought I'd add you. So I'm like,
okay.
You know, something smelled a little fishy, but like, whatever. So he sends me his picture, and he's total babe. And I'm like.
She showed me. He's a good-looking dude.
I'm like, okay, yeah. So we start chit-chatting back and forth, whatever. And then I'm like, I just have a bad feeling about it. I'm just not feeling good about the situation.
Gotcha.
And he's interested in you, or he wants to be...
He wants to take me on a date.
Oh, okay.
I'm in Seattle right now for business, but when I get back, I want to meet you, you out for...
She's in Seattle. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just not feeling good about it. So I had Jenna's voice in the back of my head saying...
This milk ain't free?
Huh?
Oh, this milk ain't free?
No. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No. The other boy.
Sorry.
Ask him for a video, because that's how you can tell if they're a catfish or not. So yeah. I'm like, hey, will you just send me a video and say, hey, Caroline, just so I can make sure you are really who you're saying you are? Mm. Yeah, yeah, I'll get right on that. Night goes by, morning. Look out for it in the morning. Morning comes, no video. Huh. So he keeps trying to talk to me, and I'm like, yeah, I just don't feel comfortable talking to you until you send me this video. And he's like, stop harassing me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you are harassing.
And I'm like, okay, all right.
You started the conversation.
Right, yeah, exactly. I don't get
like,
these people.
I'm not trying to go out with you. Like, you're trying to go out with me. So I kept, like, pressuring him because I'm like, I'm not talking to you. And so I was a little catty. I sent him a video of Elena and Justin be like, you're a catfish. Like, hey, you're a catfish. And he was like, you're an a-hole. And you sent me another video.
What?
And, yeah.
He went off on you?
Yeah, send me a picture.
Someone called me that. It's like block.
Yeah.
Why are you continuing this?
So, because at this point, I'm like, I'm being catfished. Like, full throttle, I am being catfished.
You're going into detective mode
I am Olivia Benson.
There you go.
Okay.
Come on.
So I tell the whole saga on my Snapchat Thursday night, and I get literally immediately 6 girls. Oh my gosh, I was catfished by the same guy.
Same picture and everything.
I put his picture on my Snapchat. I was catfished by the same guy. So I have the juiciest story.
So there's more to it?
Yes.
Oh. I love juicy stories.
So I'm like, anyone that has been catfished by this guy, please reach out to me and tell me what happened.
Yes.
So this one girl matched with him on Bumble, and he's, you know, sent... they're texting. Oh, the biggest part I forgot to leave out. He sends me a picture of his bank statement, and he has $250 million in the bank.
Wow.
I'm like, yeah, wow. I lucked out. I have a $250 millionaire, and he's hot.
Is he an Ethiopian prince?
Right. Dude, this guy needs to up his catfishing game, like lower it to like maybe $2.5 million.
Right. Yeah. I'm like,
$2,000.
In his checking account?
Yeah, I'm like, you
that's
need a money
lot.
Manager.
They didn't insure that.
Yeah. Right. That ain't right. I'm like, you need some investments, dude. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Diversify, dude.
Yeah, he needs an FA.
So the girl, they're talking. She goes to meet him in real life.
She went out to
meet this guy for
Bumble,
a drink.
Yeah.
So shows up at the restaurant, and it's this. There's only one guy in the restaurant. He's sitting there, and she said he's like this big, like, 23-year-old Hispanic guy.
Shout out. That's my dude.
What is the profile picture he's using look like?
He's this like really fit, like 6 foot tall, like trainer looking, brown hair.
White guy. He looks like a movie star.
Yeah.
In the profile picture, white guy, black guy.
White dude.
Mexican white dude.
A very tan white dude. If you were a guy and you had to pick someone to look like, that's what you would
do. Yeah, I would pick that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
If I were to catfish somebody and I wanted to look like somebody, that's probably that one.
Okay.
Yeah. So he says his name is Mark, and Brandon, the guy she matched with, who also was catfishing me, Brandon sent me to vet you out.
Oh, he's got a vetter?
Yeah. So they're going to have some drinks, and they're going to hang out, and then he's going to report to Brandon about how
it went. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. He's got $250 million. He's got stuff to do.
My dude.
He has
money to send dudes on his dates.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, he's like, hey, you want to come back to my place? Then, like, let's continue this date.
Right,
like,
I'm not dating you.
I'm dating your friend.
Right. And she's like, no. So she goes home. She's like, what the heck? So Brandon, the guy she was supposed to go out with, messaged her, hey, you passed the test because you didn't go home with my friend. You didn't go home with my friend.
Good move.
I will actually meet you now. Me, I will go and meet you.
Hello, old guy.
So she goes. She went again.
No, she didn't.
Yes.
No self-respect.
Because she.
What is wrong
I
with
think
women?
She wanted
Kelly,
to
this
see
guy's
what
really,
was happening.
He's really good looking.
He's got $250 million.
Am I the only person that would be terrified that this person has multiple personalities?
Yeah.
I mean,
what's that movie you just watched? Split.
Yeah. That's why you're
Split. Yeah.
So she goes to meet him, and shocker.
What?
It's Mark again.
My dude Mark is out there again.
So Mark goes,
his Hispanic assistant.
Hey, Brandon, you know, Brandon has something come up, but Brandon wanted me to tell you that if you go home with me, he'll pay you $5
million. $5 million.
Did she do it?
No.
Oh, she lost out on millions. Why wouldn't she?
She could.
Can y'all even, like, my mind, like, exploded when I heard, like, I had this Snapchat conversation with this girl last night. This is my, like, dream. Oh my God. So
now you're
good.
Wishing you would have met him so it would be your story.
Yeah.
Are you still in contact
No,
with...
I blocked him because I was really sick of him. You know, you get to a point, I was like, I can't even entertain this anymore. And I wish I continued.
What would have been great is if you would have found this out, not blocked him, and then met up with.
Oh, I know.
And then sent me.
Oh my gosh.
And then I could have met Mark. And I would have gone by Mark.
Catfish on catfish.
Yeah, I was going to vet him out for Caroline. Double vet.
Oh,
double
vet. JC would have gone with him for $5
million. Yeah.
I go with him for $5
million. Hey, I don't.
Does that make me crazy?
Yeah. Sorry about that. I got kids to feed.
$5 million.
Cash?
Yeah. And I have a screenshot of his bank statement.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
If there's a screenshot
it's
of
not photoshopped at all.
I mean, we got $250 million.
I called him out on it. Okay, wire it right now. Let's see.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, man.
$5 million.
And you found the Facebook profile and all that.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
for
sure.
So my followers are the bomb, and they did the reverse Google image search and found the real guy.
Oh, we should talk.
Oh, has anybody talked?
Well, I don't know if he's actually real either, because I found his Instagram and he has one picture and it's the word health spelled out in vegetables.
That makes him crazy.
I'm like, what?
I mean, that person does exist.
I know.
We just need to find
him. We got to find him.
I don't know where he is. So, girls, if you get a guy named Brandon Pierce messaging you on Snapchat or on Bumble.
Yeah. He looks a little cross-eyed, honestly.
He looked cross-eyed.
I think it's because he's looking at the, you know, when you look at the.
We're not all perfect.
On the, I'm just saying.
Dude, if I had
Brandon Pierce
me,
is a little cross-eyed.
Yeah. I'd be looking at my bank statement cross-eyed, too. I'd be, what?
Yeah. I'm so rich. We need to find the real guy, though, somehow.
I know.
And let him know.
I'm rich.
You're so good looking. A guy's using you for
catfishing. I'll put the picture back on my Snapchat, Caroline Craddick, Craddick. Go on it. And if you know the real guy somehow,
yeah,
let me know.
We want to meet him.
Because we want to talk to him.
We want to talk to him.
In Europe.
Oh, no, man. He was here.
All right.
No, the image, though.
Yeah.
The image.
All right, we need to get into Does That Make Me Crazy after that crazy story right
there. Ray Cray.
Caroline, good investigation.
Do you have a phone number?
No
phone number. We need
that
to find
the girl's listening.
That girl might, right?
She probably does, yeah.
Oh, we'll Let's try to find him. Mark and the real guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we have to. This investigation will continue.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's ongoing.
Ongoing investigation. It's not closed. Not yet. Not till we find those two.
How do we say it is?
JC, you're the Stabler to my Benson.
I don't watch that. But but I get it.
No,
you're the what?
Stabler.
Who's Stabler?
Olivia Benson.
And this
and Elliot Stabler.
And a Taylor Swift named her cat after Olivia Benson,
Law and Order,
right?
Yeah. Can I be your Joe Biden to your Obama?
Oh, because you already are. I can't even talk right. about it. So
Thank
good.
You. Thank you. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Does that make me crazy? Those things you've always done, you deem them normal, and your friends finally let you know. They sat you down and had an intervention and said, no, that's crazy. We'll let you know. We've been doing it long enough to let you know.
Yep.
It's next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
At this time tomorrow morning, we'll have love letters to Kelly.
Love letters to Kelly.
Write us, go to kidnation.com and let us know what your problem is. We'll try to solve it for you. Okay. But right now, it's all about does that make me crazy? Those weird things you've always done. We'll let you know if you're crazy or not. Most people want to be crazy.
Yeah.
We've found that out Typically. Through the years. Mm-hmm. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Oh, we're getting a lot of people asking us to contact Max. From that catfish show on MTV.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think we could figure this out because we just told the story about the catfish with Caroline. Yeah. We could figure this out on our
I
own.
Think we figured, I think figure we figured it out. I think we figured out it's Mark.
Yeah, we know it's Mark.
I think it's solved.
And now we just got to find the real dude on the picture. So we'll get there. We'll get there.
Yep.
You can also text the show with the same phone number. I know most of you know if you don't
800-543-3548.
Know. 800-543-3548. We got a couple Does That Make Me Crazies on the text. Like this one. I eat banana food like JC. Does that make me crazy? I'm a Hispanic guy too, by the way.
Well, no, apparently we're finding a lot of people enjoy.
It blew my mind that so many people
like
still.
Pudding, I guess.
Yeah.
Is it cheaper than pudding? I would think pudding would be cheaper.
No.
Why don't you just eat banana pudding?
No, because it's the baby food banana is different than the pudding.
It's processed or something.
Yeah,
sure.
it's just better. And I think it is a little bit cheaper. Unless you buy the big one
the
of
snack
the Gerber.
Packs.
No, the big one, they have like the little baby newborn size, and then they have like the 1-year-old baby.
Right, I'm going to have to do some investigation on that.
But a lot of people, There's a lot of us out there that still get that baby food for ourselves.
Right. Okay.
This one from Elizabeth. I role play on how I will get onto my kids, and I say what I think they would say, and then I always feel mad after. Does that make me crazy?
Like how she would scold them?
Yeah.
Well,
so you're making
like
yourself
practicing in the mirror. I guess.
A lot of work.
Yeah, but you're making yourself mad, which would. If you're making yourself mad, yeah, you're crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I always write down, if it's something serious, I always write down what I want to say to someone first.
Right.
I don't think that's crazy.
No, practice. I don't think that's wrong.
I think we do. Do you ever do that in the car when you're just driving and you pretend you're giving a speech to a bunch of kids or something, or to a football team?
Not a fake one. Like, if I really have to give one,
I do real-life scenarios, what I'm talking about. Like, if I know I'm going to have a conversation with a significant other or a friend or something serious, I write down what I'd like to say. I don't pretend I'm a football coach.
No. But there's nothing wrong with practicing conversation.
No.
I practice pray sometimes. Practice saying grace, like for a big
group. Like if you're going to Thanksgiving?
That's a real-life scenario,
because I don't want to mess it up.
I want to hear JC's huddle speak.
Well, it's not that. It's like a real-life story. Like, you guys think, you know, your coach probably tells you only a few of you will get to play college at the next level. Well, I'll tell you this. If you really want it, you go out and you get it.
Oh.
If you go out and you train hard, you could be that skinny kid that becomes a college football player. Don't listen to your dumb coach that says that you're not going to make it.
Yeah, coach.
All of you can make it.
Yeah, coach.
All of you.
Yeah, coach.
Now get out there and whoop some butt.
Yeah, let's go whoop some butt.
See?
Yeah.
I do that in my car.
Who's crazier, you for being a pretend coach or Al for being the pretend player?
No, that's my dog right there. He got my back.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, Al was playing the role of my son, Kaysen, who normally is yelling the yes. So, see, it makes me feel good about myself. Like, I could do that.
Got one more for me?
This one's weird. Yeah.
All right.
My husband blows with his mouth on the toilet seat after a number two. It freaked me out.
Huh?
It freaked me out from the moment I saw it. He says it's just something he's always done. Does that make him crazy?
Yes.
Yeah.
You do anything besides flush, yes, you're crazy.
Is he blowing the germs back in the toilet? I don't know what he's doing.
Maybe.
What's in his
How'd
head?
How'd she catch it? That's even weirder.
I guess she walked in on a... Hopefully he pulled
his
pants up by that point.
Yeah, that's crazy. Very I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's crazy and gross.
Yeah, that's very crazy.
There has to be a reason. He just maybe forgot what it was. I don't know.
I just couldn't think of an instance where I would want to blow on the toilet seat or in the toilet. No.
It looks like something he learned as a child and he still does it.
I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
It's different, though.
Very different.
Very different.
It's cool.
And it is crazy.
Do your thing.
Verified.
Let's go with Austin on the phones. Hi, Austin.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's going on?
You, buddy.
I'm just driving to school right now.
Driving?
How old are you?
I am 15 years old.
15.
Oh, good for you.
Wow. Learner's permit.
You got your learner's permit?
I did. I got it yesterday, actually.
Good for you.
My man,
congratulations. All right, and now you're going to tell us why you're crazy?
Excuse me?
You're going to tell us why you're crazy now?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Why I think you guys think I might be crazy is because for no reason, because it makes me feel good inside, I always have a timer running on my phone.
Yeah.
When do you start the timer?
I started it about 1,500 hours ago.
Oh,
it's still running.
Yes. Yes, it's still running.
Wow.
Austin, what would happen if somebody stopped that timer?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
It would make you nuts.
What's the end goal?
What's the end goal?
1,500 hours. I don't know. Like 5,000 hours.
Yeah, why
hopefully.
Not?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to
That's really cool.
What if you started a timer on your phone the second your child was born and just let that timer run? Would that make you really appreciate
the
how
minutes?
Much, yeah.
Does it stop when your phone dies?
Oh.
I don't know.
Has your phone ever died, Austin? In the last how many minutes?
1,500
hours.
Yeah. My phone has died, but the timer keeps going.
Wow.
Good to know.
That's good to know. You know what? That makes you deep. I don't know if it makes you crazy.
I don't think you're crazy. Just a little quirky.
You're deep.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, good luck with the driving, Austin.
We're going to let you go because
Eyes
you just got your driver's license yesterday and we don't want to distract you.
Yeah. What a cool dude.
Yeah.
Hey, that is an excellent point.
Hold on, Trey. What?
He's got a learner's permit and he's talking to us on the phone while he's driving to school.
He might have been pulled over. We don't know. Give Austin the benefit of the doubt.
You got your permit yesterday. You need to stay.
It could have been Bluetooth.
They have YouTube videos of people like watching their clock, their timer on their iPhone roll over to 10,000 minutes.
Oh, it's a thing.
Yeah, it's like there's several videos.
I'm going to start mine now. I'm not going to stop my timer until the end of the year because of Austin.
Well, it would have been more interesting to start it
at midnight. I use mine all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll start it at midnight on New Year's.
Yeah.
Remind me.
That's a good idea.
Remind you of Kelly's party.
Yeah. Yeah, remind me of Kelly's.
When did I start this again? January what? What's that?
I'm going to try
it. What time was it again?
I'm going to try to do that. If we could do that. Hey, Kyle. Kylie, I mean. I didn't see that.
Yes?
I didn't see the I in there.
Obviously,
I called you Kyle. Sorry about that.
I never knew you were talking to me.
Hey, Kylie. Sorry about that. I just looked up and glanced. Hey, what's going on?
I'm very OCD. Anytime I go over to my friend's house or my family's house, and if their house is dirty, I have to clean it.
That makes you OCD.
You want to come over?
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Go to my house today.
Maid service.
You should start a maid service if that's your thing. Because do you enjoy cleaning?
They actually get mad at me if I clean their house for them.
Well, yeah, because it makes us uncomfortable when you have a clean freak friend and we're just hanging out watching TV and someone's literally cleaning under your feet.
It makes you feel bad about yourself.
Yes, right. It makes me feel lazy even though I don't think I'm a lazy person. I just don't want to clean right then.
I also don't want you to find, like, some underwear or something.
Oh, yeah. I don't care
like
about that.
My ugly underwear.
Yeah.
So you like cleaning?
Yes, I love cleaning.
Yeah, that makes you crazy
that's
right
what
there.
Yeah, that
makes
I don't
OCD,
understand
but
that.
But I don't think it's crazy.
That you should start a business.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a thing with K names.
People
my
like
wife,
me need people like you.
My wife loves cleaning. Loves it.
I don't
she looks
love
forward
it.
To it.
My name's Kelly.
Never mind then. That ruins my K theory. my K theory has been ruined right there.
Almost had us. Went through 2K now.
I thought I was on to something, Big Al.
Yep.
It was not.
I almost had us.
I made it to 3Ks.
Hey, easy.
Hey, Katie.
Another K.
I know. I just noticed.
It loves Katie.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought of a great cleaning service name, though.
What?
The 3Ks. 3K cleaning.
Clean, clean, clean with a K.
Get your house sparkling white.
Hey, Katie.
Wash your sheet.
Hey.
What's going on?
So whenever I eat my meals, I always eat like my least favorite food to like my favorite part of my meal.
So you go from least favorite food to most favorite. So you eat what you don't like the least first, and then you go to the. No, that's smart. That way you get the good taste
that's
in your
healthy.
Mouth.
Like you fill up on the greens first.
Yeah. See, most of us we don't eat what we don't like.
Right.
I order the healthy solution. And then I just don't eat it.
Thank you, Katie. Lisa has something in common with the heavyweight champion of the former heavyweight champion of the world, Mike Tyson. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, what's up?
What's up with you?
Well, other than the fact that I just fangirled on Justin when he answered the phone, I talk to pigeons in Walmart parking lot. When I have to move them out the way for parking, I say I'm sorry and ask how their day's going.
Aww, do they answer back?
No, they just kind of run away and it makes me feel bad. But
if
you
they
know.
Answered back, I would think you're crazy.
Right. Yeah. But the Walmart pigeons, so the Walmart pigeons are being uppity towards you. They don't talk back.
Well, when I was a kid, I used to chase them around, so maybe that's why they don't talk to me anymore.
Yeah.
Crazy bird.
Yeah. Yeah, they remember.
You're like the lady from Home Alone 2. That's your goal right there, Lisa. You got to get. Thank you for calling. You're not crazy. You're just kind. Take one more call here from Abby. Hey, Abby.
Good morning, guys.
Hey. Good morning. We want to hear about you.
Well, I'm just calling to see. I mean, does it make me crazy that I plot my husband's death and funeral when he makes me really, really mad, and then I tell him exactly where I'm going to bury him?
Oh, that laugh!
If you do that laugh, that laugh right after.
So, what's your plan? What's your latest plan?
Oh man!
Well, because he makes me mad. He doesn't listen half the time.
Well, that's all of us.
What are you going to do? What's your plan you've concocted?
Well, I would duct tape him and torture him a little. And then there's a river that I live nearby.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah, tell us about this river.
He knows I love him, and he knows that it's just one of those spur of the moments when he's like, yeah, I really pissed you off, didn't I? I was like, yes,
yeah.
You really did.
Mm-hmm. What's your name again?
Abby.
And what's his name?
Terencio.
Oh, right. Shout out.
Oh, my gosh. I don't read about this in the news.
What's the name of that river?
Guadalupe River.
Oh, the Guadalupe. You can't put them in the Guadalupe.
All right. I just want to make sure we have a little evidence.
Yeah.
Well, goes, yeah, but he knows I love them.
Something
goes
there. Yeah, they all love each other.
It's all good.
Need of the moment.
As long as he doesn't really make me mad.
No. Right. Yeah, totally.
Cross that line.
As long as we don't make him mad, Abby.
It's always love until the duct tape in the river comes into play.
And you're crazy unless that makes you mad. If you don't want that, we'll take that away as well.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, it doesn't happen often.
And by the way, you're not crazy in my book at all.
Yeah, not at all.
But I am looking forward to the Dateline.
Wow.
Thank you, Abby. Hey, Abby, how many times have you been married?
Oh, well, we've been together, let's see, 16 years.
Okay. So this, okay.
So yeah, so I haven't killed him.
What happened to your
first
husband?
He's still alive.
I bet you they have a fun relationship.
Oh, wee.
I guarantee you they have a fun relationship. Mm-mm. All right.
Now, see, some things I don't need to play with.
Thanks, Abby.
And then, you know, just me personally, when you start plotting my death, I'm probably going, hey, babe, I'm going to get a pack of cigs. I'll be back in about, I'll be right back. And I'm out.
I'm thinking some wives have thought about that more than Ooh. Late. Ooh. Hey, Laura.
Hey.
All right.
Good morning.
You don't plot on killing your husband, do you?
No.
Good.
Not today. What do you do?
I like to put the little cats that are on acorns on my fingertips because they just look like cute little berets.
Aww.
And they make my fingers look pretty.
Aww, that's so cute.
And sometimes I wish they had like a super big acorn where I would have my own beret.
Oh.
Is that not?
You, yes.
I see what you did there.
You need to go on Etsy and find you an acorn hat. I bet somebody makes one.
They totally do.
I need to, but it has to be the real thing. You know?
I don't know about that.
It has to be the real deal. All natural. Yeah.
I don't think you're going to find a natural one, but you could find the cutest little knit acorn cap ever.
That's super cute, Kelly.
I mean, love that.
Crazy.
They just make your fingertips look so cute.
I know.
With little berets.
Sweet.
What's your name again?
That's Laura.
Okay, Laura.
Laura, awesome.
Send us a picture, Laura. I want to see your cute fingers in that the acorn hat. Thank you for calling.
Oh, man.
Look at my birds.
That was cute. How many people are going to try that now? I am.
See, they get uncomfortable. My dog eats those, and then they get a little stuck on my finger when I pull it out of her mouth.
Yeah.
I never thought it looked like a beret.
No. See, now you know.
I'm just like.
Different use for it right there.
Yeah.
All right, we have the Showbiz Top 5. We got that coming up shortly for you, probably 40 minutes away.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We'll have your Corinne Show recap, The Bachelor recap with Caroline Craddock in about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Boy, was Corinne on fire last night.
Yeah.
She's pretty funny. Wouldn't want to be around her, but she's funny. I don't know if it's intentional or
no
not.
No one likes her.
Yeah. No, they don't, Big Al. They don't. And we got your Showbiz Top 5 in 20 minutes. Kelly's working hard on those stories.
Oh, typing my little fingers off.
Oh, look at that. Get some acorns for your fingers.
I should.
There you go.
They would be protective caps. Protect them.
Somebody did find an acorn hat. It's like a knitted beanie for the acorn lady.
There you go.
Pretty. It's $38, though, man, for a knitted hat. Mm. Is that just because it's handmade?
Yeah, I guess so.
They can
charge what they want.
$38 for...
It's cute.
They make your head itchy and stuff.
Not if it's cold.
Wear it like half the day.
You wear a hat and make your head itchy?
No, hats don't, but when I wear a beanie.
They do to me. They make my head itchy.
The beanies make my head itchy.
If it's cold, it doesn't.
So I stopped that. Even when it's cold, it gets all itchy.
Talking about itchy stuff makes me itchy.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? Like, you guys talking about your head itching, and now my head's itching. Yeah. Like, I've, you know, if some, it's like when someone talks about lice or someone talks about
pink
fighting a spite. Yeah. My eye was itching yesterday.
My eye's been itching all day because my daughter got pink eye. So now I feel like I'm going to have it. I don't, I think. Not yet.
Good luck.
My theory of the K name still alive. I said, if you have a K name, you love cleaning. Cause,
not feeling this theory.
And then Kelly came in and said, my name's Kelly and I don't like cleaning.
JC, it would just be a coincidence that you find people that like to clean.
No. It's science. Because Kid Nation came to my rescue. JC, remember, Kelly's first name is Angela.
Oh, good point.
Ah, okay.
Which means the theory is still a go. And then we got a text from Kelsey, who said, my name's Kelsey, and I despise cleaning, thus ruining the K name theory.
Dang it.
So we had it going again, and then it was once again squashed by a K name. Aziz Ansari, I just heard you listening to his
a little bit of his monologue on Saturday Night Live. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. If you haven't watched, my favorite clip from SNL this past weekend was the Talk Dirty skit.
Mm-hmm.
Aziz is in bed with the girl that does the new Hispanic girl that does the Owen Wilson impersonation. So she goes there. It's pretty funny. If you get a chance today, go watch that one today.
All right.
And the football game, the big game, is in 2 weeks. Super Bowl. Last year, the Denver Broncos won that. The general manager of the Denver Broncos is John Elway.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big deal,
right?
Even when he used to play. So he took a cab in D.C. recently. The conversation led to football. The driver kept talking about how Elway was the greatest quarterback of all time, but he did not realize that he was in the back seat.
So you think John Elway was number one? Okay.
Number one, and then you got...
I thought he really isn't that good of a guy.
John Elway, he's not that great.
I think he's hot.
And if you ran into him, would you know who he was?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do me a favor.
Why don't you
look
turn
at
around?
That guy right there.
Turn around.
How you doing, man?
Oh, come on, man. You serious? Come on, man. John Elway.
How
look
you doing, girl?
Damn.
Look at
all this. Man, I got to take a picture, man. Seriously. I'm serious. Can we get out? Can we take a picture together, man?
Absolutely.
We got to take your shades off.
You got it.
You got it. Damn, I know what John Elway looked like.
Nice to hear that Busta Rhymes is still doing well, yeah, driving Uber.
He's doing all right. Yeah. It reminds me of those Lyft videos that they do where they put the celebrity, like Demi Lovato's done it, Rob Gronkowski did it.
I'm toying with the idea of signing up to be a driver.
Really?
Like
I want to as well.
Because you have so much spare time.
Well, I mean, there's always plenty of Ubers or Lyfts and everything in my area.
Yeah.
And I'm always going, like, you know, here and there in the area. So why not? Instead of spending money to get a ride, why don't I give somebody a ride and make some money?
Because you can't drink.
That would be a good point. But... So I'd have to Uber to Uber.
That's why you Uber.
Yeah, I'd have to Uber to
Why don't you pay a guy to drive your Uber?
While we Uber other people.
Yeah.
And
you
Uber
split
square.
The money or something. You
double it up.
Yeah.
We had that before. Remember when we went to the fair?
Could be my designated Uber driver.
Were you with me, Kelly, when we had a driver show up, but they had a co-pilot?
Well, that's because she was afraid. It was her first time ever doing it.
Yeah.
She was a woman, and she said, I brought somebody because I don't know what this is. I'm new.
She had a dude.
I've seen more and more women drivers, though. I mean, I Uber every weekend, practically.
Yeah.
And I've maybe half of them that I have are females.
Man, lately I've been getting the slow drivers.
The slow.
It's like, at least go the speed limit, you know?
What are you in a hurry for? Do you try to engage them in conversation?
Yes.
I do, too. And Alan thinks that is so weird. My boyfriend Alan and I were picked up from the airport.
Hello,
and I'm
Alan.
Just like, it's so weird to sit in a car with somebody and not talk.
Yeah.
Nah.
And
question.
He just sits there on his phone the whole time. And I'm like trying to make up conversation because it's awkward for me not to be talking to someone.
And I have another question because my wife and I were talking about this the other day. When you're driving, when you're riding by yourself, do you sit in the front with the driver or in the back?
Yeah. Really?
I front seat all the time. I front seat all the time, especially if it's a small car because I'm tall.
Why not?
It's just more comfortable.
What's wrong?
You ask first or you just climb in?
No, I climb in.
No, I think that's a threatening gesture.
I think you only sit in the front if you have a bunch of people and you have to sit in the front.
That's
the last seat.
If I'm by myself and an Uber picks me up.
No.
It's a regular car.
It's a regular car.
It looks weird when there's somebody in the back. Like, I don't want to make them feel like they're a chauffeur.
It's weirder that you don't even know the person's name probably that's driving you.
You're hopping in the front
I know their name. His name's Matt and he has 5 stars. See, I know plenty.
I have the front seat all. I don't think there's anything.
They like you in the back. That's why they have the gum and the water and all the little goodies.
Oh, that's the
in
really
the back.
Good. That's the really good driver. They have the mints and stuff. Yeah.
I feel like if I'm driving, I would want them to sit in the front with me so that I could have a conversation, make eye contact.
Well, I have to sit in the front so I can give them directions, even though they have it on their phone. I give the direction.
Eventing.
I'm direction
guy.
Oh
my gosh!
You know that's annoying to them, right?
I know the quicker route.
No, you don't.
I do. I've been to the same place 20 million times. I know how to get there.
You think if you were an Uber, that restaurant would let you be VIP?
That was Max. He wasn't a VIP at the restaurant last night. The valet told him that's where VIP parked.
Put me in my space. Put me in my place. Yeah,
put you in your place real quick.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
About to get into the Bachelor recap with Caroline Craddock.
All right.
We do have a poll going on, or at least I do on my Twitter, because we're talking about the Uber or Lyft. If you ride by yourself, do you hop in the front or in the back?
Right.
So far, 200 votes, 85% would sit in the back alone.
Really?
Yeah. Compared to 15 in the front. That's weird.
I sit in the back.
Yeah.
I try to avoid the back.
Weird. I like the front. I like sitting next to
you. You sit in the front of a cab? If it's just you in a cab?
No.
Okay, what's the difference?
No.
What's the difference?
It's a cab.
But normally a cab driver's got a whole bunch of stuff in the front seat. Normally.
My Twitter handle is JSI5 if you want to go vote. We're in the minority, Al, again.
Shout out.
Man, it's hard up here.
I always want the opportunity to escape.
You can escape out the front door.
They can grab me.
They can't put the baby locks on the back door. The back door, you're done. The baby locks, boom.
Kick it out.
Dang.
Caroline, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm back.
Two times in one show.
Wow.
Gosh.
Look at that.
I'm going to be running stuff over here before you guys know it.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah.
Your name is Craddock.
Yeah. You still have the name of the show. Yeah, you got that going on.
Imagine that.
Very nice. So you watched The Bachelor. Bachelor. Yeah. I want to say Bachelorette every time. Bachelor.
I'm just going to go ahead and say I ate crow for breakfast. I ate a big, large heaping of crow.
Having to do with?
The whole thing. Yeah, the whole thing.
Okay.
I have just been... You know, I've been very negative about The Bachelor. I've been negative about Nick, and I've been negative about Corinne.
Yeah.
And last night,
she was fun.
I am changed.
She was so, my wife she and I had the same
so
thing.
She was so good last night.
Good in a bad way.
Entertaining. Yeah. Just last night's episode was probably the most entertaining I've been in by The Bachelor since Claire told Juan Pablo, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
And that was like 5 seasons ago. So I was thoroughly entertained. Easy, breezy, lovely episode last night.
I looked at my wife at a point during the show, and I was like, did Corinne get a writer?
She was genius.
Her one-liners were on point.
They were on point. Well, and actually, I kind of in like 1 degree of separation from Girl with No Job. I've interviewed her before, and I am friends with her sister. So I'm going to have her. I'm going to try to get a hold of her and figure out. Because she's really not a comedian. She's really just a social media influencer. She does like a little comedy, but I really want to know like, who was feeding Corinne this stuff?
Exactly.
It was too good last night.
All right, I want to hear her, I guess. Right?
So Nick brings the girls to his hometown of Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And he goes on a date with Danielle, who's kind of the like Kim Kardashian.
How many girls are left?
Be like, why aren't we going to Tahiti?
Yeah.
That's why I came out here.
Yeah, right.
No.
I want to go to the beach.
Oh, yeah. It gets worse.
Falling on a budget.
Yeah.
It gets worse.
So it's really weird. They're like walking around Milwaukee and like they just happen to run into Nick's ex-girlfriend.
Please.
Who happens to be mic'd up, rear and ready to go. So that was awkward. Danielle and him had this great date, whatever. So then the group day is to go to a dairy farm.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are they trying to make Nick Chris Souls? Like,
yeah, I like corn. I make
this
corn.
This is not happening.
Yeah,
like,
he's not going to live there.
He even had to make the comment of, I was a city boy, just so that we don't get that twisted.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, okay, been there, done that. So they're literally shoveling poop the entire episode, and Corinne's not having it. And so this is the first best one-liner of the show.
When they're milking the cows, Corinne's
she don't want to be there.
Yeah.
I do not want to be on this group date.
Oh my God. I want to be in a spa being fed a nice taco. Preferably chicken.
Same.
But here
Same.
I am.
Yeah, I like chicken tacos.
I don't know where.
And you're thinking to yourself, yeah.
I do too.
Yeah. I personally, I want the steak one, but yeah, Corinne, I want some tacos too.
Where is this spa? This magical spa that feeds you chicken tacos?
I don't think it's in Milwaukee.
How do I get to it?
Nails and tacos.
Like, I think I'm starting a franchise.
We have to.
Yeah, genius.
Nails and tacos.
Toes and tacos.
Toes and tacos.
That sounds good.
Yeah. So, you know, because Corinne's such a team player, all the girls are shoveling poop, and she just doesn't want to do it anymore. So she, you know, just separates from the group.
You know, if my hand is losing circulation, I feel like it's going to fall off. I'm sorry. I'm not going to stand there shoveling poopy.
Yep.
Call your nanny.
I respect you for shoveling the poopy.
Oh.
I do. I really, really do. It takes a lot of courage and really, really blind sense of smell to shovel that poopy. But I had a serious hand situation, so I just couldn't shovel a poop.
Yep. I don't blame you.
Why is that so funny?
I don't know.
The poopy.
She was so on point with that.
Oh my God.
She said she almost had to go to the hospital.
I don't get why you have to be a good sport at everything.
She was having a hand situation.
Girl, why do you have to be a good sport at these ridiculous scenarios?
You
know,
yeah.
I looked at my wife and I said, babe, if I would have taken you to go shovel poop
on a first date,
on our date
with 10 other girls,
when we were dating, what would you have done? And she would have gone, She said, I would have left.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Because that's what you do in real life. You leave those dumb situations that you don't want to be a part of.
Not if you're trying to get a career in show business.
Yeah.
I respect you for shoveling the poopy.
Yeah. Yeah, same.
Yeah, I respect it, but I'm not doing it.
I respect it.
Yeah.
I ain't going to shovel the poopy. So then, I don't know where this analogy came from, but she's talking about how she's a corn husk.
Okay. Still Corinne,
just
right?
Go ahead and listen.
This is the Corinne show. There was no other thing going on besides
this
Nick.
This recap is just Corinne one-liners. I'm just going
to
tell you
what was Nick up to? Nick told you everywhere he made out with a girl in town.
Yeah.
That's all that
yeah,
Nick
that's
did.
That's all he did.
This
but
is about
Corinne, she got some good stuff.
I'm a corn husk. You got to peel the layers back.
Corn husk.
And then Mill is this luxury yellow corn with all these little pellets of information. And it's juicy.
Buttery.
You want to get to that corn. Nick needs that corn.
I wanted some corn.
Eat some corn.
You know what I mean? Like, that's all I was thinking about right there.
Eat some corn.
Thanks, kid. You know?
Aww. Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right.
Eat some corn.
Gotcha, kid.
Where's that coming from?
Heaven.
That's the funniest thing that's been said in the whole break.
Okay, kid, we'll eat some more corn.
Eat some corn.
I know, we are.
Sounds like he's here. So then the girls start ganging up on Corinne because she took a nap during the rose ceremony.
Last week.
And like they're just ganging up on her, and she's going to defend herself for taking that nap.
Oh, my God. Sorry, guys. I napped. All they could say is, hey, you took a nap, and that was bad.
I didn't mean to offend anyone by taking that nap.
Michael Jordan took naps. Abraham Lincoln took naps. And I'm in trouble for napping. I'm sorry. I really am sorry.
I didn't mean to nap, guys. I love it.
She said Michael Jordan took naps.
Abraham Lincoln took naps.
This is like
she just got a job on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh my God.
It's everything.
It's
the only source of entertainment we're gonna get. And so that's why I do not want her to get voted off.
Right.
We've gotta keep her as long as we physically can.
And when you think about it, she makes a solid point. Why do they care that she's taking a nap? Why do you care?
She was tired.
This is not fair.
Michael Jordan took naps.
Abraham Lincoln took naps. Corinne can take naps.
Yeah.
Are those like the most famous nappers or something? Am I missing out?
She Googled.
Am I missing?
Those are the two historical figures she knows.
They're celebrity nappers.
Yeah.
Famous celebrity.
Oh, what a great show.
I want to be
celebrity
known for that.
Napper.
Celebrity nappers.
Celebrity naps.
If I would have gone with an athlete, Michael Jordan would not be one that I would say nap because he's probably one that probably didn't.
I bet Shaq naps.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You need to check that before you deny.
Yeah, Michael Jordan's known to stay after games shooting around.
He didn't take a restful nap.
He took a sleep.
You don't know.
We have to start.
Yeah, he's taking like a restorative sleep.
We have to
take our nap.
Trey, can you book Michael Jordan on the show to see if he naps?
I think we got him on the phone right now.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if I missed some like key part in history.
No,
I think those were probably the only two people.
Yeah.
In history that she knows.
He's actually sleeping when he's outstretched doing his logo with his legs outstretched with the ball in the air. He's actually sleeping.
That's him napping, yeah. Uh-huh. Nobody can fly like that through the air. No way.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we had a psycho moment.
So, this is just too good. The mental health experts, they have a few of those every season. They're always the craziest, obviously. Mm-hmm. And they never are, like, definitive in what they're, like, experts on. Like, what do they actually do? Mm-hmm. So this girl, Taylor, is a counselor or something, and she has it out for Corinne. So they're fighting, and it's like, you can't argue with stupid. So, like, the argument's not going anywhere.
Nowhere.
And so from the previews that we saw for next week, it looks like they're going to be on the two-on-one date. And I'm just already predicting.
Yeah. It's going to be a good one.
And it's going to be Taylor. I just already feel it because she is so anti-Corinne, she's going to screw herself over.
It left us with a to be continued that we are.
Has anyone been voted off yet?
Two random girls.
The girls that got voted off, you're like, who are you?
Yeah.
The usual tradition of the rose ceremony at the end of the show is out the window.
Yeah, they make you wait. And another little tidbit that we learned, Raven, she's a girl from Arkansas. She had a really interesting story about how she walked in on her boyfriend at the time.
Is this crazy?
Cheating on her, yeah.
What did you do in that moment? my head spun around like The Exorcist. I had thrown him off to the side, and I just... And I picked up her stiletto off the ground and beat him in the head with it.
Yeah. Single white female.
Oh. So I don't know if I'm like afraid and turned on her both, but... That's being super honest.
And she got a rose.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't not give that girl a rose.
Yeah.
All right.
If you cheat on me, I'm going to take my stiletto off and hit you in the head.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, here's the rose. You take it. Here's my wallet.
He said
my phone.
He's turned on. He's a freak.
He's a weirdo. He is so weird. More Corinne, less Nick, less other stuff.
Yeah.
And poopy
I'm not going to stand there shoveling poopy.
No. Caroline, we'll be back next week with the recap of what goes down on that 2-on-1 date.
Cannot wait.
I can't wait.
Cannot wait.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.